Legend in My Spare Time podcast is brought to you by Planet Leisure at 370 Highland Road West, at planetleisure.ca, and at 519-772-0131. They're your home for all collectible toys, board games, puzzles. You know you love it.
Forgive Mute my fucking mic.
Okay.
Filthy cocksucking, cunt-looking, motherfucking douchebag, shit-eating whore. What the fuck is wrong with you, Davies? We just resolved it.
I got punched in the face for no reason.
Shit. Of course I'm going to talk about me fighting shit. And
okay.
I'm going to fight shit. And Matt Lees is going to fight shit.
He seems to think that I'm a bully and I'm not a bully.
But it never gets physical unless you guys let me book it into wrestling.
Tonight we have a chance to say, yeah, you're right. We're too extreme, we're too wild, we're too out of control, we're too full of our own shit, or we have a chance to say, hey, fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right. Because believe me, this is the dance. That's the show!
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
Contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 39. Of Legend in My Spare Time. Basically, at the present moment, I am alone at Planet Leisure. 370 Holland Road West, the new home of Legend in My Spare Time podcast. We record here live once a week. We host here once a month a live in-person game night. You can feel free to join us, 772-0131, to get a hold of Planet Leisure. But Matt, tell us why you're alone. Basically, as you heard from last week, we are pretty much picking up right where we left off. And the Reverend and I spent the last hour over some personal shit. Some personal shit going on. We argued, we yelled at each other. And now Van Boss and the Reverend Dan Davies are out front of the store right now yelling at each other. And this is not a work. It's heated. There was physical grabbing. Now they're yelling at each other. They both look disgusted. And I thought the best thing to do would just be to start the podcast. Because then if they come back in, they'll see I'm recording. And then we can just go on with things. So how are you, dear listener? I'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thanks to Joe Gross, our loyal listener, who ordered a great deal from Planet Leisure, which you can do anytime you want. He ordered himself a Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure, insisted that the Legend of My Spare Time crew autograph it. Thank you very, very much. Joe Gross, we all love you so much. You're a good man, Joe. Thank you for doing that. Now, we also have listener mail that I would like to move on to, because there's a special thanks that we haven't given yet. Now, as you may or may not know, a little while ago I asked that if you would like to help out the Matt Lees Band, you can do so by making donations to legendofmypodcast@gmail.com. One person did that. I also guarantee you that if you donate at least $25, I'll send you a personal copy of the record when it's finished, and I will do that. And the first one goes out to Tommy. Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy is from Somerset in the United Kingdom. He sent in $25 donated to the Matt Lees Band at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com, and we say thank you very much for doing that. I'm going to read his letter, too, and it says, hey, hopefully the $25 will reach you through PayPal. If you get it released, I would love a Matt M.F. and Lees signed copy. Please send it this address. Now, he also goes on to a few things. He says, I've been enjoying the last few podcasts. It was a good laugh, but holy fuck, you guys can sure talk wrestling. It was a nice break to hear some UFC chat. GSP was awesome against Koscheck. Loved that. Says hi to your say hi to your dad for me. He apparently used to work with my dad in Wales, and now he lives in England. And so essentially, that's Tommy the Jock. We'll call him Tommy the Jock. You're a good man. Thank you for writing in. So It seems like they're done yelling at each other temporarily.
Wow.
And now they're back. So, let's just wait. Hold on one second.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so before we go any further, are you comfortable with recording? Are you good? Can we go on?
Dude, I was born comfortable.
Are you good to go on and record?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, as you guys heard last week, and as I just kind of summarized for you, there's been a lot of heat through all of us lately. Rev and I kind of had it out. We're kind of over it. And, you know, now we're moving on because outside, immediately after recording last week, these guys went outside and started just kind of yelling at each other.
Yeah, I got thrown for a fucking loop. Hey, we got to deal with this one right
okay,
now.
Well, let me do the intro, and then we can go your side. Okay. So I go take a pee, and I come back, and I swear I think it looks like Van B is grabbing a hold of Davies. And what maybe started, I'm like, they're shaking hands. It's all good. They're shaking hands. Then it kind of looked like his, you know, Davies' wrist was tilted a little bit, and I was like, oh, God, the fuck's going on out here? Then I walk into a conversation, and it looks like they're discussing who could whip whose ass. Only this time they're not joking around. And then I walk out to Van Boss saying, people like you have disgusted me my entire life. That was Van Boss talking to Rev Davies. To which I immediately said, where the fuck were you when the mic was on? Let's save this.
And you walked right back in.
Right. As if to be like, get back in here. You guys continue to yell at each other outside. So we're starting a podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, in which at least two out of three of the list, at least two out of three of the hosts are yelling at each other, and they're already angry.
I'm hammered.
Yeah, it's because you've been
drinking. It is a tasty wine, Jeff. Good job.
It's because you've been drinking for hours. The
African stuff, but Mike, South African, yeah. Boss, you're ugly at me, so you got to.
Okay, but listen, here's.
Tell them why you're ugly.
This is audio. We're hearing audio. Yeah. People are hearing this. This is an official record. No, nothing gets physical at all. Nothing.
No, absolutely. Nothing gets physical.
Wait, I don't give a fuck whose dick is bigger. I don't care whose lightsaber technique is better. I don't care because we're all just busting each other's balls here. Maybe some feelings are hurt. Maybe some lines are crossed. But it never gets physical unless you guys let me book it in a wrestling ring. So that being said, why were you boys yelling at each other outside? I'm dying to know.
I got to ask Van Boss that, too, because I don't even know how it turned out.
The incident that happened outside, if you can call it an incident, it's just I politely
think he was
asked Jeff.
Expressing his feelings to me.
Yeah, I was, because there's been a lingering issue that I've been wanting to bring up, and that's, I'm listeners at home, I'm a 5'7", 165-pound Dutch-Canadian lad.
Just a little guy.
I'm a little guy. I'm wiry like my old man from the farm, and bigger hockey playing boots, nearly built like the Davies over here, have they've always been that first guy in the bar, first guy in high school.
Mammal.
You're a big man.
Technically you're above the Canadian average standard size.
I'm 6'2", anyway, 230 some odd pounds.
So anyway, you were talking about your life.
The point is that
half gut.
The point is that once again in my life, for what may be the 100,000th fucking time, in the midst of bullshit bantering back and forth between two guys, maybe a little bromance going on, maybe a little ball busting, maybe a little dick waggling, who knows. Another one of those times came up where, you know what, we could clear out some fucking room in there, Van Boss, and we could throw down right now and find fucking out.
Yep.
And as a martial artist, as a smaller guy who's had to deal with thousands of people like you in my life.
Let's throw out your credentials, though.
Yes.
You're not just a small-time martial artist. You are a
second degree black belt in the art of Kansen Kempo.
Second
degree black belt.
Yeah. Black belt in the art of
Kansen Kempo.
Okay.
Go yeah. Okay. No, so just saying.
Let me pause for a second. Yeah. Did you say that to him? Were you guys just snapping at each other and you were just like, yo, I'll lay you down?
No, I don't know.
We were joking about it. It was, I'll make you tap out. I'll throw you in an arm bar. We'll get you down on the ground. I'll tap you out right now. Which could be akin to anything like, I could knock you the fuck out. I'll bust you on the butt and I'll kick your fucking face in. These things have been, and I can tolerate it from people that I barely like. I can tolerate it from people that I barely know. But when people that I call brother, that I call friend, that I call family,
I love you,
don't fucking give up on it. But
Between family
knows better.
I love you too.
No
don't
homo.
Don't talk over him, drunk Rev. Let's take turns.
I love you too, man. No homo, but for real. Like
little homo.
Little homo.
Little homo.
You call me a homo?
No. We'll explain to you after the podcast.
Did. He said no homo. I said a little homo. So for the record, I might have called you a homo.
The thing was, Davies, that
I love you guys.
The same way.
You know who he reminds me of?
What?
From Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The friend from Shaun of the Dead. That's you.
You know what I
It's like you're zombified, and I have to keep you on a leash in my shed so you don't bite anyone.
While you're playing PlayStation.
Yeah, I have to be like, Rev, stop it.
Oh, I love you guys.
It's true.
You stuck this wrestling character for him.
No, well, it's okay.
So, Davies, to get to the long story short of it, the one thing that I wanted to ask of you formally, because apparently I have to actually ask it of you, unlike everybody else in my life, that just assumes that the joke gets old.
Okay. Because you know? I don't bring up your degrees, eh?
You don't bring up how schooled I may or may not be. You don't bring up what I've done with it. You don't bring up who I've taught. You just... The moment we get into that bullshit back and forth, hey, you're an asshole, hey, you're a cunt, hey, you're a bastard, whatever, you're the first one to go, well, let's fucking have it out.
Yep.
But it's those kind of people that have made my life marginally more difficult than it needs to be. So I would expect my friends to not fall under that trap. And I'm just asking you politely outside in various terms that may involve giant arm waving and very getting loud to not be one of those douchebags. So this was the formal request to not be another one of those douchebags in my life that takes the jest and brings the combat into it.
Which prompted the term, people like you have disgusted me my whole fucking life.
Yeah,
exactly.
He said to Reverend Davies.
Because he seems to think that I'm a bully and I'm not a bully.
But
I've never been a bully. No, sir.
Oh, you're Jeffrey, so if you were not a bully, that was... a response to people that may inhabit very...
No.
I think you may have been at one point in time.
I was the defender of the bullies because I kind of got bullied myself. Yeah.
I think at one point in time you may have been the enforcer in your high school. I think you may have been the first guy to crack somebody's mouth against the fucking boards in hockey.
Neither. No.
Okay. Anyway,
I was
all good.
The freak with the punk outfit on.
That was what happened outside.
I got punched in the face for no reason.
That was what happened outside, Matt. It was getting to a long, drawn out.
So basically,
request.
I just started without you guys.
Can we?
So now you're not going to bully. You're not going to bully Tim anymore, right, Rev?
I don't think I ever did bully Tim, but I'll tell you what.
Choose your words carefully.
It's just that I want you to drop the combat thing, Davies. That's all. Just drop the combat. The
I
constant.
I never had it with you. We dropped it a long time ago when we knew it's the fight wasn't going to happen.
Which at the point,
obviously, the weights don't match up.
Which at the time was just a fun little MMA scrap.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of shit talking. Obviously, me and Van Boss are not going to fight because of the weight difference.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Because of the weight difference.
And because you love each other, right, Mom and Dad?
Shut up, son. Go to your room.
Go to your room.
What? Just agree.
Okay, it's fine. Listen.
Is that agreed?
That we're
because
not going to fight?
Weight difference.
Yeah, that's the clinical reason not to do it.
Because you're friends. That's why you're not going to do
don't
it.
Don't let your pride get in the way. It's the weight difference, and that's it.
That's the reason why there hasn't been any formal fight, but it's not the formal fights that always get brought up.
What?
He's talking about you referring to the fact that you'll tap him out right over there or whatever. Which can't happen at Planet Leisure, 370 Highland Road West.
That's right. You might break the action figures. They're not fucking dolls.
If we're talking about fighting shit, of course I'm going to talk about me fighting shit. And
okay.
Going to fight shit. And Matt Lees is going to fight shit. Jesus Christ.
Okay,
wait. I can't not talk, okay?
We're just 13. Yeah,
and I can't not be myself.
That's why
I'm not bullying you.
I know you're not bullying.
I've never bullied you.
It's never been a question of you bullying me. It's just I wish you would just drop it.
I haven't started it.
You have though. We've been out numerous times. We've been on the air numerous times. We've been hanging out numerous times.
Throw a karate kick. That's all I want to see.
You
kick somebody in the head.
He might even just want you to kick him in the head. I think
maybe
he might
in
be
the
cool
boathouse.
With it. You'll wake up.
Oh, dude, I haven't been to the boathouse in forever.
We should stage.
Neither have I.
We should stage. Listen, here's the thing. You guys got some angst?
I don't have any angst. I could care less.
I think it's great that we're 13 minutes in and you are trashed.
I am the best I've ever been.
This might be a 30-minute episode, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll just cut it off.
We've actually got a lot of funny shit to talk about after we're done with this.
Okay, so anyway, let's just fucking move on from the arguments. Are we all done?
As long as Davies can try to drop the random bringing up combat thing.
Just say yes.
And I'll try to stop being so pussyhurt about it.
Okay.
I never brought it up in the first place.
Just say
that
yes.
That is a cocksucking lie. You just did outside.
I've already forgiven you.
Davies, sorry if you're sensitive to being a weak mammal.
No, see what? No, why? Why do you have to say that? Listen, guys. I've already forgiven
you. Mute my fucking mic.
Okay.
Filthy cocksucking, cunt-licking, motherfucking, douchebag, shit-eating whore. What the fuck is wrong with you, Davies? We just resolved it.
What's resolved?
I'm going for a fucking walk.
See, we did have a... See, what happened?
You really got mad?
What happened was, you had an argument with him, and then... It's funny, eh?
Are you off?
No, we're good. We got to keep going. It's fucking... This is live. This is fucking...
Okay, this is live.
This is live entertainment.
Van Boss is ugly at me.
Yeah, but here's what... But because he was simply asking you to not make it a physical contest, you just kept saying, well, it's a weight class thing. We can go anytime you want. And then it was resolved. It was resolved. It was taken care of. And then you went immediately back to, but I could lay you out. I think he's just asking you to just not talk that way.
Well, then don't bring it up.
You brought it up. He was asking you not to bring it up, and then you finished it.
Well, sometimes you gotta be the bigger man, right?
No, but we were moved on. We were going to go on to something else, and then you got that just one more little poke. You were like, oh, but I totally could. It's like, hey, I won't talk about that night I fucked your mom anymore. I apologize. Dude, I know it hurts your feelings,
I'm gonna be honest,
totally fucked your mom.
If we can drop the mom fucking jokes.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of a funnier podcast.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying.
But okay, fair enough.
Can you do that?
But I totally fucked him.
Because I don't think it's funny.
But see, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't think it's funny. And all I'm saying is.
I'm back. Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
Yeah, I just had to get some fresh air.
I was just trying to make a point by that, Davies. I was just trying to make a point.
My blood pressure.
He said, let's not talk about it anymore, and you immediately talked about it again. So that'd be like me saying another
mom
joke.
I'm
going
to try and drop it. Okay. So, Matt Lees, what's the next topic?
He's got some interesting topics. Are we all not going to argue anymore?
No, you got some interesting
topics. No, he's brought some stuff this week.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I got to bring up topics with him now.
No, he's got some
what,
fairly
what
good topics.
What else is there
topics.
For us to do? Oh, the St. Patty's thing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just want you to get a hold of your boss and decide whether or not we're going to have a show. That's
all. It's going to get worse now.
What? That's the end of the statements right there. I just want to know whether or not we're doing a show.
Hey, Matt.
What they're arguing about is the potential St. Patty's Day show at Pino's.
So... Do you remember earlier when you gave me shit for in the last podcast for opening up my cell phone? Because I don't have a cell phone. I've just got a, or I don't have a smartphone. I just have a cell phone.
Right.
Not like you guys.
Right.
You're so smart.
You're not really a nerd. You're not a nerd.
No, I'm just not willing to pay that much.
Right. Okay, so anyway, another argument that we had was related to bands playing Stop for a second.
The Ugly was cool, and then... With St. Paddy's Day and Tim.
No, the St. Paddy's Day thing earlier today, Jeff, was just you told me like, what, 3 weeks ago that you're going to look into getting a St. Paddy's Day show there, and we're a month away from St. Patrick's Day, and you still have no idea whether or not your boss is even down with the idea. So right. I was just a little disappointed when I got a hold of you today and you still didn't know after having talked to you repeatedly for like 3 or 4 weeks about are you going to find out?
That
you're,
being said,
you're a grown-ass man. I thought you'd find out from your boss that you see on a very regular basis whether or not we're going to have a show at his venue.
That being said, I don't think I'm going to play the St. Paddy's Day show with the Sally Chancer.
I was hoping it'd be it was going to be a Sally and Biggest show.
It was a joke because I'm not into Sally anymore, so
yeah,
I figured I'd throw in the...
Just qualify that you're not going to be part of the bill?
It's funny because of all the tension involved, and then you guys are arguing about it, and then I'm the guy that's already quit, but I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm not coming to that either. I know you're not coming. You already quit. I get it. Shit, this room sucks right now.
Oh, dude. You know what it is? It's like you're the ring announcer, and you got Batista and the guy that would kick Batista's ass hanging out right here.
See? But that's the joke he asked you not to make. Hey, Tim.
I know.
I was going down on your mom last night, and I realized I really hate the taste of pickles.
That's not nice.
No. See, that's another mom joke.
Yeah,
so.
You texted that to me. It wasn't funny then.
It was pretty funny. You probably giggled a little.
I got that same text, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did.
Does that mean she's like, oh, gorky?
I guess dirty. Like,
right? I'm trying to figure out the mom taste.
You, listen,
how do you ferment that down there?
Yeah. You've been receiving my text for a long time.
Is
you
that
think
dill?
I think them out?
Is that dill? No.
That's cucumber.
Maybe it was like dill pickle chips.
I don't know.
Like all crispy yet soggy.
It's all Tim's mom anyway.
I just threw up in my fucking
forget
mouth.
Forget about it.
Anyways,
I'm reading.
My mother's
text.
A saint.
So these ladies are arguing over whether or not they should do a show on St. Patty's Night.
Well, the argument wasn't whether or not we were. It was just I was really hoping that by now I'd know whether or not there was one because
it's a month away.
Because it's
yes,
a month
I
away.
Off.
Yeah.
Twice in a row.
Three times now.
Okay, we got to finish. The thing is that I wanted to give Pino's Bigus's first shot at the St. Paddy's thing for very obvious economical reasons. Every time that we do anything at Pino's, the place is full. It might be a small place, but you know it's always full. So I'll take 60. Yeah, because and the place is kick-ass, and the ownership's great, and the girls are awesome, and the beer's always cold. So I thought, hey, I'd rather play 60 people that I know are going to be there and have a great time than go out to small podunk town down the highway or uppity bar out in Cambridge or someplace out in Guelph and try to play to like all the university kids that are going to be not digging the cover band music.
Right.
I'll go for the sure 60 over the potential 200 or 300 any day of the week. And that's the only reason why I wanted to get a hold of you earlier, so that I didn't go down to the Grasshopper or the Queen's Tavern or Shakespeare's and say, hey, I want to play the 17th St. Paddy's Day for you guys. Here's my band.
So I'm just saying, as a sales point of view,
yeah,
you put all your eggs in one basket.
No, I put my priority on one basket. Not all my eggs. I can still talk to the owners of those places. That's
talking about eggs. We're talking about priorities.
Yeah. No, you brought up I'm so confused.
He knows I'm a chicken farmer, so it's the inside joke.
I think basically Van B is saying, yes, he didn't want to put all his eggs in one basket, so he asked you. No, he didn't.
That's all about, Jeff, is that I didn't want to be reliant on you guys.
He asked you to confirm it so that he could put all his eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Or so that I could schedule, for one. Right. Like, if I knew you wanted to have your night on the Thursday, which is actually St. Patrick's Day, and then maybe Bigus takes Sunday, or Bigus takes whatever, or we share a bill, or however we'd figure it out, I just want to know sooner before I go to the ones further down the priority list to book that weekend.
I also thought, never mind. I'm over this. I'm out of this portion. It's your turn.
I don't even know what to say.
No, that's
a month away.
Yeah, and a month away should be just the right time to be looking at a big night like St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. It's like New Year's. It's like any of those other bigger days for the bar where you know they're going to make money. You know they want to make sure that their patrons have a good time. So this is why you'd book it. Yeah.
If you're the booking agent, what kind of band would you look at? Especially at a new environment.
At the Pino's thing?
Yeah.
At Pino's?
Actually, especially at Pino's.
We look at what the Pino's kids are playing there because they're the ones that are going to be your audience. So the
The venue in general. What would you say to the owner? What would you say to the person who is booking you there?
For a night like St. Patrick's Day, I would imagine the ideal band would have your bar standards down, would have your Irish music down, which is coincidentally what Bigus Bigus has been working on for the last month.
Good.
John Hill has a hell of a lot of Irish in him, apparently.
No, he's Welsh.
Well, Irish music. I don't care what his genetic
bullshit. Where was he born?
I'm sure he was born somewhere in Ontario.
But then he's Canadian.
Yeah. Anyway, the point of the matter is
don't
that he's got
a lot of wine.
Yeah, you don't need any.
The point of the matter is, Jeff, the sales pitch that John actually had been doing with the owner before. Yeah. Before we get too far into this, John had been talking to the owner, and that apparently pissed off.
Ugly.
Hey, all I hear is
his girlfriend.
You know what? When
Matt, you there?
Does he listen?
Mr. Hill?
Yeah.
Very, very rarely, and only if I tell him to.
It was a dick move. I may have a poor. Let me explain. Because I definitely understand.
Matt, before you start, does it matter if he listens?
No, not at all. All
right.
I just want to know. I would prefer that he did. Anyway, doesn't matter that he listens. You're right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I totally understand that my social gauges are not normal. I am by no way a normal person from a social aspect. However, him coming to Davey's open stage and going to the owner of the bar and saying, hey, man, how about we play here? I say dick move. Now, I don't say dick move because it's an open stage. I don't say a dick move because you gave me the example of if it was the Boathouse, should he ask me permission? Absolutely not. I felt that it was a venue where there was only one live act. Only one guy was putting on music at that venue. And a friend of his went behind him and said, hey, I'm going to go to the owner of this place and ask him if I can have a gig. Essentially plucking it from Davies. Well, since explained to me that wasn't the point. I'm not hating on the man. I like him. I enjoy him. I think he's funny. I think when he went behind our backs or Davies' backs at Pino's, I think that was a dick move.
Where does Davies weigh in on this? Do you care that my singer talked to your employer and owner and whatever you want to call him and asked him, say, do you want to put other music on aside from this guy?
I think
Is that a slate at you guys, or is that just more people fishing in the same pond?
Well, and again, I did say that perhaps my gauges aren't normal. Yeah. It pissed me off.
No, I just want to hear Davey's opinion.
Matt Lees is definitely a diva, and we love him for that.
Makes it funny.
Hey, it'd be the same if he came to Encore on a Friday and said to Dave K, "Hey, man, can we get in on a Friday?"
Which
you guys did, because you told me, "Hey, we're gonna." I don't care. I'm just saying that. Essentially, I get a gig there on every Friday, and if somebody comes in to see me and to quote unquote support me, and then says, "Hey, man, can I play here on a Friday?"
Did we say could play on Friday? Or did we say we wanted to play? Because just wanting to play is wanting to play.
That's fair. Okay, but
which is the St. Patrick's Day? We didn't know who was playing it,
but you could assume that it was going to be.
What's that?
Yeah, more beer.
It's not actually.
No, it's not our beer.
Why don't you just drink water? No.
We're 25 minutes in.
Now, Davies, what would you be doing here at Planet Leisure tomorrow?
I'll leave money.
I don't care about the money. I just don't think you need to be any more drunk.
No, I want to be more drunk.
Because we're done in 20 minutes.
We're not done yet.
You guys are too funny, and I need to be more drunk to chill out for this. So
we might actually get a third episode in on this.
I lost my train of thought.
Come on, number three.
My train of thought's
good.
This is the best.
Hey, Davies, three episodes?
Yeah. No, he's drunk. No, he's got 40 minutes and I'm sending him home.
No. We're doing three episodes.
No, we're not. He's going to be a babbling fool in 40 minutes.
Doesn't matter. It'll be great.
No, I'm cool with the gang. You only got one or two beers in there anyways.
Listen.
I'm a big drinker.
Listen. At the end of this episode, this party is over. And we all know it. Anyway, where were we? So now we're totally fucking sidetracked.
Well, now you're killing me because you ain't giving me more booze.
You don't need more booze. You can't string a sentence together.
I can't even say booze.
Yeah, so therefore, you don't need more booze.
Anyway,
let's go.
So that was the pedos drama. We're still resolving it.
Let's finish this episode.
It's done. Yeah.
Still in the beer.
And you can drink it on the way home. Yeah. How about that? You can have a beer when we're done here, and you can drink it on the way home. When we're done here.
So that's okay. Let him go get his beer. He might be done, but we've still got stuff to talk about, Matt.
I don't have patience with drunk people.
That's cool. So anyway, he talked about showing up tomorrow, Matt, here at Planet Leisure.
For game night. This isn't going to go up after game night, but check planetleisure.ca because we are going to host game nights.
Yep, and we're going to have...
Once a month.
Yeah, so tomorrow night we have to be hosting another Planet Leisure production of a flying frog game called Invasions from Outer Space.
Basically Martians against fucking carny folk. It's awesome.
It is pretty bitchin'.
We enjoy it. And if you check the website and see an upcoming game night, you're very welcome to come and join us.
Because if it all keeps going splendidly, I imagine there will be more game nights.
That's right. We've been having a very good time so far.
Mm-hmm. And customers are coming back in and making purchases, so I'm sure the owner is going to just keep the doors open.
That's right, folks.
And remember, when you're here with the Legend in My Spare Time crew, your purchases are also 15% off.
That's right. Just mention Legend in My Spare Time podcast.
Exactly.
That's right. So,
got yourself a tub. No, not in the least. No, we were just talking about game night tomorrow night. You're going to be here and play some Martians, right?
What's that for?
Apparently his face.
So me saying you can have one when you leave means I'm going to go take two. You know?
They don't call me the good Davies.
You fired me from Sally for less.
Oh, I love you. I show up.
You love me, you just don't.
I show up. I don't have date nights.
He loves me, he just doesn't respect me. So when I'm like, hey man, don't drink any more of my boss's beer. Hey man, you don't need any more beer.
I'm going to replace your boss's beer. I will come here tomorrow and I'll give him double what he gave me tonight.
I don't think that's the point here, but that's fine.
Tomorrow morning, what time does the store open?
It's not about the beer.
What time does Planet Leisure open?
7 a.m. If you look behind you.
7 a.m.
Oh, that's early.
7 a.m.
So I won't be here.
Okay, Van Boss, let's move on. Yeah. Van Boss, isn't your girlfriend going to leave you for a Toronto Maple Leaf?
There's a really fucking good chance of it, but I still love her.
That's awesome.
It's a little awesome. It's awesome for us, not for him, really.
My girlfriend's got one of the most bitchin' jobs on the planet. She lives in Toronto, which is a bit of a jog away from here, but she comes down to see me because... I don't really know
him off.
Why.
He's talking.
No. So the other day, I'm hanging out, I believe, with you, Lees. Are we not nerding?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, and I get texts from Sabrina.
Your girlfriend's hanging out with you?
No, my girlfriend's in... I'm hanging out with Matt. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the other little inside joke to get out of the way. My actual girlfriend with a vagina refers to Matthew, who may or may not have a vagina, as my second girlfriend. because motherfucker is always around. Motherfucker is always texting me when Sabrina and I are fucking. And
pictures of penises.
Pictures of penises.
By the way, I have to text my wife back because she thought I'd be home early.
That's cool. You do that while I'm telling this little story about how my darling sweetheart may or may not leave me for a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Are we done with the tough guy stuff? Yeah.
You're the only one continuing the tough guy stuff.
I was asking.
Tell your wife you'll be home in 40 minutes.
I can't remember what the resolution was.
Good.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not tell your wife.
You know what? You've got to listen back to the podcast to find out.
Tell your wife you'll be home in 30 minutes because that's when we're done here.
Point of the matter is.
Tell her I'll be there too and to get the lube.
All right.
All right. No. I don't know what you're talking about. So Tim's girlfriend's going to leave him for a leaf.
Yeah. So my girlfriend texts me while we're hanging out. She's going, so I'm at work right now, but not really because it's 9:30. And I'm currently having martinis with Alicia Cuthbert and Mark Messier. My girlfriend has one of the most bitchin' jobs on the planet working for the Easter Seals Foundation, helping give disadvantaged children happier, more fulfilling lives. And she was hanging out with the large donors in Toronto. She got the personal business card of Toronto business pundit, politician, douchebag, Mr. Rob Ford. She was having steak with most of the Maple Leafs that night. And then the following Sunday, she didn't make it down for the Super Bowl because she was taking some of those disadvantaged children on the ice with the Toronto Maple Leafs for the entire fucking afternoon. My girlfriend is hanging around with 21-year-old guys who make seven-figure incomes, and I'm out here in fucking Kitchener hanging out with you losers.
Doing Legend in my spare time.
Yeah.
I just sent some text messages that my wife wants me to replace.
Nice.
Hey, right on, buddy. Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Rev is ultimately drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm hammered.
But apparently he's going to
just got those text messages. That's awesome.
And apparently he's going to wreck his wife. So right on, buddy. Wow. Good on you. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Oop, she's a gold digger.
Just gold digger. So whatever issues do we get to argue about?
We don't have any issues to argue about.
It's not about arguing right now. So Matt, what do you...
I think there are some.
Are we taking odds on...
I don't understand why...
Yeah, kill the music, man.
You going to go back to arguing again?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, are we done with that?
Yeah, done with that 10 minutes ago.
Well, put it in 10 minutes ago because I don't understand why Van Boss seems to think that having a St. Paddy's Day gig was a lock.
I never said it was a lock.
Please, no. Ask me that.
He never said
it. Why?
He never said he thought it was
you
a lock.
You were there, Matt.
No, dude, I'm answering you.
Jeff, look me in the eye right now. I never said it was a lock. I just want to know whether or not I should keep placing priority on it or forget it and book elsewhere. That's all I wanted from you.
Then why'd you threaten me at the end if you wanted me to get you again?
Because I hadn't heard from you in so long.
Friends, why would you do that to
me? I didn't really kill the music, Matt.
Come on, so, it's funny.
I can't even hear
it. I know, that's why it's funny.
No. So
I never hear the music. I am Damn Davies.
Yeah. So Damn Davies over here. Just for the listeners at home, the response that I sent back was, "All right, figure out what's going on.
Let him.
If you do put something together, Jeff, keep me informed because if you get a hold of me at the last minute because you just forgot to get a hold of me or the owner doesn't make a decision until the last minute, don't expect me to be available.
Why did
that's
you all. Putting me that way in the text message
because we weren't talking on the phone.
Me.
I don't think it was a threat. I think it was just a
it was
straight
a
up.
It's
no, it was me putting my foot in the ground.
Don't expect me to do anything for you.
If you give it to me at the last minute, that's why I'm booking stuff a month in advance. Because
how
I didn't want
you have for the next 2 months.
For the next 2 months with Biggest, we've only got two shows.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Yeah. Point is that I want to make sure that you didn't just expect us to be there. Because I hadn't talked to you in so long and I had no idea where your head
you
was
didn't
at.
Put in a friendly way.
Big deal. You rarely put stuff in a friendly way. Matt has never put anything in a friendly way.
I'm the friendliest person you've ever met.
I don't put
ask
anything.
Ask Matt Lees. I'm the friendliest person ever.
You are so goddamn drunk.
Unless I'm firing you from my band.
No, I quit your band.
Yeah, same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So that was that.
So can we get a high five?
You tried to say you can eat with us, but you can't have a
high five.
Yeah.
All right, this Matt is, quit. This is I awful. Fired him. High five.
Yeah. We. What else is on my list over here? We've got.
This is terrible.
We talked about my girlfriend very briefly, and then apparently got sucked back into the earlier
I
conversation.
I think at some point, Matt, I got drunk.
No, because you drank a bottle of wine on the way here, bro.
And then another bottle here, motherfucker.
Yeah. I know exactly why you got drunk.
And it's not like it's bad wine. Like, we're looking at, what's that, Fish Flock?
Whoa.
Fish Hawk? Anyway, it's a South African wine with 14.5% alcohol, and apparently it's delicious.
You guys want to crush my place? And
no, I want to go home.
I clearly have to work in the morning, Davis.
Yeah, we both have... Listen, bro, this is why we're only doing two episodes.
You both have Wednesday jobs.
Yeah, Wednesday day jobs. Not that I hate on your night jobs, because that's kick-ass and you're fucking doing nothing all damn night.
How many hours do you work in a week?
58.
A little more than that, but yeah, we're getting close. It's up in the 70 range.
That's insane. You should just give it up.
Nope.
All right.
Hey, money's money. That's don't hate on him.
Oh, I don't hate on him. No. Maybe he'd be less bitchy if he didn't work so much.
We chill like motherfuckers.
Hey, you know who else is being a bitch recently?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Steve LeDuc?
I don't know if we can name and shame him, which you just did.
Well, you can totally beep that, though.
Yeah. It might lead into me yelling at a friend of ours from the States, though.
Is that a problem?
Can we chill for 2 minutes and say?
Oh, yeah.
That when we party in the summer, we're going to get fucking rocked this year.
Okay. I love it. Now.
You've been there.
Okay.
And I know you know Matt Lee is.
Yeah, you made me carry a fridge. I remember very clearly.
I know. Are you ready to carry a fridge this year?
No. So this year.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so anyway.
$200 to carry a fridge.
Here's what happens. Here's what happened. Okay. As you know, Legend of My Spare Time is very sensitive to its American-Canadian relations.
I'm not.
We try to be very sensitive towards our American friends.
Damn Yankees.
Recently, Mr. Zach from Misinformation Podcast and Steve LeDuc, a friend of a friend, part of the friends.
I am drinking Budweiser.
Yeah, my boss is Budweiser. We've been over this.
All right, so we know.
So, fuck. You sidetracked me again!
Back to Steve and, Steve and your friend.
Steve and Zach start having a America versus Canada argument, screaming at each other.
Who?
Exactly. So to which point, I get both of the message in me saying, sorry I had to yell at your friend like that. When there's clearly no winner. It's just two assholes yelling at each other. Kind of like later on when you guys each text me saying, hey, sorry I had to give Rev Davies shit. And then you text me, hey, I'm sorry that me and Tim, sorry I had to sit Tim down. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's
called. Had to sit Tim down.
Well, that'll be the wording, right?
Can I talk to you for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, right now. Go ahead. Okay. There's a live mic on.
Tim?
You're over the place.
Jeff?
I know.
You're so drunk.
Jeff?
Hammered. You're all over the place.
I love it. And you know what? Tim seems to be in between us, Matthew. he seems to be in between us.
Is he causing trouble?
Yes, he is causing trouble because you want to know why?
Hi, random person.
Well, I talked about firing you before. No offense. Firing is a harsh word.
Because I quit. Because I quit.
Yeah, you quit the day after, but you got fired the day before. So
no,
whatever.
You said.
So anyways.
Oh, God.
But you said we figured it'd be best to have the jam just me and AK. But you can still play other gigs with us. That's what you said. And then the next day I quit.
You
but anyway,
just
turn go
me
ahead.
Off?
Yeah, I did.
And then turn me back on?
Yeah. You were playing loud,
well,
don't worry.
Because
I'm the boss.
Because I had to yell it and you were turning off and blah, blah, blah.
Because I'm the boss. Because I'm the boss.
Tony Danza right there.
I think we have...
Spit it out. That's what you said to me 20 minutes ago. See what happens when you cut people off? That's what you do for him for an hour. That's what you do to me. I let you start talking. I give you a second of silence.
Oh,
and then as soon as you start talking, I just talk at you.
You are the best.
So basically, you told Van B, I think I'm going to fire Matt Lees, and let me guess.
No.
He said...
You guys had a lot of talk between the two of you before we even talked tonight, sir.
Right, yeah, we did, about me being very unhappy in the
Yeah, it happens when people like... Okay, straight up, the reason why my girlfriend refers to Matt as my second girlfriend is because motherfucker and I do hang out a lot. We like to nerd out. We like to play board games. We like to fucking play video games. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
because
that's the reason why
the relevant stuff that I say is turned off usually.
No, it's not.
No. So like that's why. So as far as me and Matt conversing before all this shit had happened down the other days, like I'm not gonna lie, I heard this coming a little bit ahead of time, but that's because I'm privy to the conversation and privy to his thoughts.
Privy to Matt's thoughts.
Well, he says them out loud. He thinks out loud a lot.
Yeah, I do think out loud a lot.
Yeah. And because of that, it's not that hard to follow his logic.
It's true.
So when shit comes down, he's like, hey, this open mic thing is making me pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, you're really pissed off all the time at the open mic.
Are you listening?
Yeah, absolutely.
That it doesn't. It's not that hard to see this kind of shit coming, is all I'm saying.
No, exactly. And okay. I don't think it's hard to see that when, one guy...
telling you one thing, it's easy to make a certain decision. That's all.
I never said anything. I was just the listener. I was the fucking rebounding board. Yeah, I never told Matt to quit the Silent Chancer. I never told Matt to
come to your house to play video games for 2 hours.
Hey, he came over to a party that was already happening with a few other people that were there, man.
1 hour tops.
Maybe it made it easier.
So what? I'm an enabler?
He enabled me to go over and play video games. Yeah.
By being a good host.
Yeah.
Guitarists are weak people. We all know that.
Guitarists?
Yeah, he blames you and your musician.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. You're just learning. So I'm a singer. You're kind of like half-assed.
Who's just learning?
You are.
Are you joking me?
To be a lead guitarist, Matt. Not a musician, not a guitarist, but a lead guitarist.
Oh. You
going to accept that or no?
Okay. You understand that, motherfucker. Don't.
So, Davies, I will admit that maybe that one night when...
You just told me I'm a newbie.
No.
You got owned.
You just told me you think I'm a newbie.
Anyway, Davies, I'll admit that I made it easier for him to nerd out, but that's because we nerd out.
Oh, fucking nerds are a hard bunch to please.
You just said I'm a newbie. I'm an amateur. Says the guy who owns one fucking harmonica. You know what? They're not all in the same key, baby.
Do you love me?
Maybe you're new to the harmonica.
Are you a fucking lead guitarist?
No. I did it as a favor to you.
That's it. I'm not a lead harmonicaist.
Well, you try to be.
Yeah, I fake it all the time.
You do
sure.
And yes, I do love you. It's fine. High five again. This is insane.
That's not.
This is retarded.
Huey Lewis stuck with you as our background music.
It is pretty soothing,
though. Dude, we got fucking biggest pickus.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
Who's talking shit?
No.
Gotta be honest. Talking shit.
Never talk shit.
The only one. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. The one mostly talking shit is me. And it's not even shit as it is just my exact thoughts.
All right.
So maybe I start some shit by being brutally honest with everyone. That's cool.
And then maybe the people that happen to be around when he's just vomiting his thoughts happen to put the pieces together that, hey, in a couple weeks, this is probably all going to go really sour.
Tits up. Like my goldfish. I never had a goldfish. It's fine. I'm fucking with
it.
You should get some. They're kind of soothing. You see him swimming back and forth. Calms you down.
That's why I'm banging Davies' wife in the shower.
That's pretty hot.
I'm just kidding. Ooh!
Lowest common denominator.
It's true.
What else can he get at except for a dude's hot wife?
That's true. I know.
That's all you can get at.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm not arguing with you. I agree. When I don't know what to say.
Why do you even fucking do it then? Be cooler than that.
Because nobody is saying,
Can you not be cooler than that? You got a hot girlfriend.
Yeah, but usually, Davies, you just laugh at me.
I'm sick of laughing at people and sick of being...
No, you just said you love it. You finished just telling us that you love it all.
Shit.
You think I actually make an intentional joke and think I'm being funny when I make a fuck your A mom or B wife joke? No, I'm fucking with you because you get this look on your face and you're like... if he was somebody else, I'd hit him for saying that. That's what's fun about it.
But that's why you love it, because you're with the crowd.
That's true. I'm not with a crowd, really. Or a crowd at home.
You are with the crowd. You're with me.
Oh, you're a crowd, I understand. You and the voices.
You and the voices.
I hear these voices in my head. They talk to me.
You know what I love you, Matt.
It's true.
Tim.
Yo, what up?
See?
Work on that beer, because we're almost done.
Which
here.
One?
And it's awesome that you also spilt beer on the surface that lives in the store.
Dude, Tim spilled stuff all over the place.
No, I didn't.
Where did I spill beer?
Right there on the table. See it?
Where?
Right there where your beer just was.
I can see it.
That? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's a business, bro. That's all. I'm just saying. You can poke.
Are you really?
No, I'm just poking at you.
You are not for real.
Well, there is a spill there. On the surface,
the spill hasn't been attended to.
Yeah. I'm not saying
we're at a minute.
Spill. That's like a...
There's dribbles right there.
Like a dewdrop or something?
Yeah, but it's not our table, that's all. I'm just saying, it's not our table.
Hey, Davies, do Matt a favor and just wipe it up with your sleeve or something so he shuts the fuck up.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm not touching it.
Right. Again, we're back to the I love you, I just don't respect you.
Yep.
Right?
We're back to the... I think I'll go home and play video games.
No.
And watch somebody else clean up my mess.
You just straight up refuse. What mess? What mess? Clean up what mess? You're the one refusing to clean up a minor spill on somebody else's table.
I can't believe.
Beer that I asked you not to drink, bro. And yet you're like, I'm not touching that.
What, me?
You are kind of being a little ignorant right now, Jeff. Just clean that, man.
I'm just saying, it's not my table. It's not my beer.
You wouldn't let your kid get away with that shit? Come on, man.
There, see, I'm just saying. Just asking for a little, you know, whatever.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No, 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 mean, Timmy.
Dude, I'm going to pay for everything you drink. You know that.
I don't, it hasn't ever been about the money for the beer, bro. Yeah. At all. But anyway, listen. Listen, this has been a joyous occasion.
It's been all right.
It's been entertaining.
It's been tough because I don't even know where I stand now.
What do you mean?
Dun, 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 dun.
5 minutes fucking chastising me about where I spilt my beer.
Uh-huh. It wasn't really 5 minutes. It was more like 25 seconds. But it was just a matter of, hey, man, I said, hey, you kind of spilled over there. And you're like, I don't care. I'm not going to fix it.
Douchebag.
No, no. Or, it's all good. It's not. Listen.
Or you sucking it up where you should have.
It's not my table to suck it up, man. It's not my store. It's not my business. It's not my beer. It's not my table. What are you? You're talking about the spill that you said I'm not going to clean up.
Everything before.
No, I'm not talking about anything before. I'm talking about right now.
Exactly.
I'm talking about right now.
Maybe that's why you're not playing with the salad chancer.
Okay. I don't really understand.
Fair enough.
I don't understand where you're coming from. Because when we went outside, everything was over. We were like, we're good. I love you, Matt Lees. So then I ask you to wipe up your beer, and it becomes, maybe that's why you're not in the salad chancer. What are you talking about right now?
I'm just drunk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am drunk. Fair enough. I am sorry.
And watch me
get drunk in front of you, motherfucker. So
actually true. We did watch him get very drunk in front of us.
So now I am your liability.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we'll just call him a cat.
You have to dance and walk with me and do all the Charlie Day things that I do. I'm looking for Mr. Nincompoop.
We'll just call his wife. Isn't that breaking the code?
That's not cool.
Well,
dude, you break the code, I'll break your fucking face.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
See what I said about combat?
Yeah, see, you did it again. Here's what I'm telling you.
That was a bully move.
I will break your face is a bullying statement for the record. Listen, if we get wrapped up here in a few minutes and you're not able to take care of yourself like a grown man, I'll call your wife.
If you walk away from me and I'm acting like an asshole.
Fair enough.
No. This is true. You walk away from me and I'm acting like an asshole.
Uh-huh.
I think you're free of the code. That's it.
He says,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I follow you.
Okay, so, all right, so if I say to you, suck it up or I'm leaving you here, that's cool.
Yeah.
But calling your wife's not cool. Is that what you're saying?
Cool.
All right, fair enough. Then, but if it becomes too much, I'll just leave you here.
Calling your wife for bail money?
Yeah, that's a fair statement, isn't it?
Sometimes dudes gotta go jail, man.
Yeah.
Can we call you mama for bail money?
I say we've all done it, but I don't really think we've all done it.
I wouldn't be able to go to jail, bro. Anyway, listen.
Pastor Emily currency.
So
you haven't gone to jail, have you, man?
Do I look like I would survive in jail, bro?
Dude, it's like they let you out before you even wake up.
You look like a monkey. I look like a fucking little Welsh hobbit. You get in there. No, listen. That was a compliment. I meant that as in, you look powerful. You look confident. You walk into a jail cell, they're probably like, oh, I might fight that guy. I walk in, they're going to be like, I'm going to fuck that little boy. What I'm saying is, you look like you can stick up for yourself. I don't go into the forest and pick a fight with a fucking jungle monkey.
I'm asking you this right now. Right now, between friends.
Okay.
Would you post bail for me?
Not only if I had more than a dollar to my name, but I lost my paying band, so I don't have any money.
So you're saying no?
Only because I wouldn't have the money. How much is bail?
Depends on what he did.
Fuck off. Tim, would you post bail for me?
I'd call people to help pull it together.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'm broke as all shit, but I'd find a way.
You can do it?
I don't have the money.
I'm a jail going motherfucker.
Right.
Friends who would not. Holy shit.
No. Listen, you're not listening.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would never have the kind of money you would need.
Yeah. But we would call people. We would put shit together.
If Matt Lees went to jail, would you post the bail?
I don't understand what. Maybe explain to me what post bail means. Does that mean?
Yeah, do you mean actually like my money into his fixing the problem or finding a way of getting it together?
means that you...
Does it mean that I just sign paperwork and take responsibility for you?
Yeah.
Like, does any money change hands? See, if it's money, I'm not telling you I wouldn't. I'm telling you, if there's any money involved,
all
I wouldn't.
Money. It means that if
you decide to fuck off on your bail, I gotta pay. Or send Dog the Bounty Hunter after you.
Would you trust me?
It depends on what you did to be in there. Depends on what you did to be in there.
That's it. I've had it with you.
If you shot people off of the watchtower at Victoria Park, no, I wouldn't post bail for you.
No. I wouldn't trust Tim either, just because he looked at me that way.
All right, so
assholes.
That's fair. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't recall saying no to posting bail for you.
If your friend Neurotic went to bail, you wouldn't do it for him.
No, I wouldn't have the money. That's what I'm telling you. I don't have a credit, so you think they're gonna? No, it's not sad. I'm not telling you I wouldn't do it.
Take care of your buddies.
No, he's not. Is he not listening to me, or am I not speaking clearly? I'm telling you, I would not have the ability to do so, so I wouldn't be able to.
But you would do everything within your power to find people that did, which is as good as posting bail.
If you called me and said, post bail for me, that means pay $25 so I can get out of here. You got a deal. I'll find $25.
But if it's $25,000.
Right, no, none. Not a clue. Couldn't get $25.
If your friends have a bail that high,
uh-huh.
Tell them to fuck off.
Okay, well, I'm just...
That's what we're worried about with you. So we're worried that if you do get yourself in shit, Jeff, it won't be $100. It'll be $100K.
Oh, Jesus. If I get myself in trouble, it'll be worth your time.
So just for the book rights.
Oh, for love of Christ.
Yeah. No one cares for me. Oh. See, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that I wouldn't have the money.
Yeah, but we would do whatever we could to get the money together. You know?
Let's
I don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
Like, if it takes $25,000 to get you out of jail, and I've only got $2,000. What?
And you're ready to walk out?
No idea.
No one does.
This is where we're going to call it to an end, because...
Yeah, this isn't making sense.
You're past the point of making sense, bro. I love you.
Wait, go home. Bro,
you wanted to do another episode!
They'll all understand.
You can go home. You're dismissed.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode.
Charlie Day as Jeff Davey.
Of Legend in My Spare Time. Tim Van Boss, the Dirty Dutchman, is to my right at this time.
Indeed.
And the Reverend Jeffrey K. Davies sends his regards.
The incredible
drunken pit that he has walked himself into. He's sorry, listeners. He's sorry. And fear not, because it's not that we're not friends. We just had a little beef to work out. We'll be back at it with his drunk self next week.
I got punched in the face for no reason. Change the day that all the world will see.